Joined now on the line from Honolulu, Hawaii, by Josh Cribbs from the Pro Bowl. Josh, I know it's a huge thing for fans out there. Many times I've been there to get autographs from the players. I know you're one of the more obliging guys, and we can hear in the background a lot of people screaming your name and wanting to get your autograph.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to autograph as we speak right now. And there's a lot of fans, a lot of support. Amazingly, there's a lot of Browns fans down here, and military as well. We're at Pearl Harbor right now at the military base, and it's a great sight, a great accomplishment to be down here. Love seeing all the Browns fans.
Now, this isn't new to you. You've been to the Pro Bowls before. This time, this is your third one. You've been there in 07 and 09. But is there anything different about this one in terms of the way it feels to you compared to the first two, Josh?
Not really a difference, but, I feel like I need to rededicate myself. I love the feeling of, having the opportunity to play in the Pro Bowls. I want to continue to try to, reestablish myself as an elite guy on a high level. I didn't make first team, Pro Bowl this year. Was fortunate enough to get in it still because of the Ravens, making it to the Super Bowl. So, it gives me something to look forward to for next season.
It was interesting because a lot of talk about the future of the Pro Bowl as a game, not just as a game that's played in Hawaii, and it was moved to the mainland once recently, played in Miami, but the talk about whether to go forward by the league with the game after this year, and a lot of that, as I understand it, is contingent upon how the game is played and, if there's an honest effort and a real effort by the players in it. And I know, that's one of those controversial subjects because players want to basically get there, be part of it, but not get hurt in the game because it's a game that doesn't count in the record books. But how do you view that, having been through it once and knowing perhaps that the future of the game hinges on how you and others perform this year?
Peyton Manning, you stood up at the... Just seeing my buddy, Abe, Peyton Manning, he got up at the beginning of, the meeting, the orientation meeting, and basically said, commissioner in the NFL is looking towards canceling the game. Guys aren't playing serious. So, you're going to see a dramatic change in, the level of play from the guys,
right.
All around. When Peyton talks, everybody listens. He's a veteran in this league, outstanding talent. Everyone is going to listen to that guy. We're going to play hard, give the public what they want.
Right, and again, I know you're someone who wants to represent well, too, and you're one of three Browns players in the game. It matters to you to be there, not just to be there, but to be there and with the nation watching an opportunity to show what you're all about.
Definitely. I have to try to, become a standout guy, not just in the community in Cleveland, but, nationwide, and this is the opportunity to do that. We have a host of events set up. To represent Cleveland for our State 16 community service here in Hawaii. The whole, state here gears up for this game. As soon as we come here, a lot of the natives, they know who we are. They tell us how important this game is to them. So, we're going to do our best to go out and play one for them.
Josh Cribbs joining us from Honolulu, on the line from Honolulu, Hawaii, from the Pro Bowl, where he is one of three Browns participating on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Josh, about all the change that's taken place, and there's a familiar face certainly to you here in Rob Chudzinski now as head coach. He was an assistant with the Browns coordinator in 2007, so you're familiar with him, and Norv Turner, at least in terms of his name and reputation in the league. I know a lot of things are unsure going forward, but give me some thoughts about this coaching staff right now.
Well, we had our best year under Kaczynski. Him leaving, I didn't quite understand that in the first place. But we had our best year, 10-6, a best opportunity to go to playoffs with Kaczynski. That's something for Cleveland fans to look forward to. I love the coaching staff that San Diego had. They were the coaching staff that we had when I made it to my first Pro Bowl in North Carolina, and his son coming to be the receiving coach. So it's great things that's happening for the Browns. The coaching staff is there in place. My future is still unknown at this point. I would love to stay with the team. I love the talented coaches that they brought in, bringing back Trzynski, having him run the league. like I said, we had our best year under the, under this coach. I believe he can get it done. Time will tell.
And how happy are you, by the way, for Phil Dawson to be in his first Pro Bowl?
I'm ecstatic. You know, I was just at a dinner with him last night. Joe, everything is going great. You know, he's excited. He has his whole family down here. It's about time. He has been listed as a captain. I don't think they, you know, that that news has been out yet. Because he has his seniority ship as far as the year has been here. But he has been listed as special teams captain for AFC. And, you know, he's feeling great right now.
That's awesome. Josh, thank you so much. I know you got a lot of people waiting to get you to sign autographs.
Yeah.
But thank you for taking the time to join us. And we wish you all the best. And we'll talk to you again down the line.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Josh Cribbs joining us from the Pro Bowl in Hawaii here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much, much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.